Welcome to this episode of Here's Something Good, a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Each day, we aspire to bring you the good news, the silver lining, the glass half full, because there is good happening in the world, everywhere, every day. We just need to look for it and share it. Here's something good for today.
These are challenging times. Difficult times that call for new ways of thinking and doing. That's why we are so excited to announce a new addition to the Seneca Women Podcast Network. Tomorrow, we launch Made by Women, a weekly podcast about women and entrepreneurship. As a treat today, we're going to give you a special preview of the first episode of Made by Women. It features twin sisters, incredible women of color from Minneapolis, who started a chic line of eyewear. They went from waitressing to seeing their designs on the red carpet, to wondering how they'd pay their rent, and then back again to success. In today's episode, we'll take a look at the mindset that allowed these sisters to ride what they call the roller coaster of business ownership. But first, why a show about women entrepreneurs? Well, there's never been a more important moment for women-owned businesses. The U.S. has over 12 million women-owned businesses, and their resilience and ingenuity have the potential to lift us out of this current economic crisis. Made by Women provides the tools for women entrepreneurs to successfully navigate today while preparing for tomorrow. It showcases the experiences of legendary entrepreneurs as well as fierce up-and-comers. Made by Women is for all entrepreneurs, whether you're looking to start a business, pivot an existing one, or expand with an eye to the future. Consider it a real-world MBA designed for the new now. The first episode of Made by Women features a conversation with the Dotson sisters, who started the eyewear line known as Coco and Breezy. Their looks have been worn by the biggest names, from Lady Gaga to Nicki Minaj, and have been featured everywhere from Vogue to Forbes. Today, their business is thriving, but not so long ago, at the very moment they were posing for the glossy magazines, Coco and Breezy were wondering if they'd have enough money to buy their next meal. But the sisters have developed an incredibly valuable trait, the ability to turn every experience, good or bad, into a useful lesson. Here's a short excerpt from my conversation with them.
I would say growing up in the Midwest, especially being women of color, and not only just women of color, but being Black women in Minnesota, not only did we get bullied for having eclectic styles, but we also got bullied for being Black. I think if we didn't have such supportive parents, it would have been a very tough time for us as kids. And something that we're really grateful for is that even though our parents couldn't necessarily financially support us, they supported us emotionally, like, so well, because they really pushed us to show our individual styles, and they pushed us to really understand the meaning of being an individualist. And so I'm really grateful for that. And I think when you grow up with not a lot of resources, you like create your own resources and you create your own world. So if you're in a world where you feel like you're not accepted, on top of in a world where you may not be in a financial place to get what everyone else has, you're almost like forced to be creative. And I'm very grateful for the way that we grew up because it made us the entrepreneurs that we are today. I would say that what really inspired us to actually be in eyewear is from being bullied. Like, if you look at our old photos, we were super like punk, like mohawks, you know, Black boots, all Black, Black lipstick. And people would stare at us, point at us. And we were so, from the outside, we looked so confident, but internally we were torn to pieces. And we would buy like cheap sunglasses to kind of give us this level of confidence. And then we started making our own glasses. One thing that we did always have is that we had tenacity, the way that we look at life. And we've started practicing this since we were kids. Our way of life is that any situation you go through, you make it your own. So if it's a quote-unquote bad situation, the way that we look at it is that it's just part of the story and it's part of the journey. And I know that that's a huge part of being an entrepreneur, is once you like grow that emotional intelligence and the understanding that you're gonna go through so many roller coasters and it's okay. I always say whenever we go through something, I'm like, this is just part of the book and the movie.
Amazing. And there is so much more to learn from Coco and Breezy. When you listen to tomorrow's episode of Made by Women, you'll hear how the sisters learn to fake confidence until they attain the real thing, how they develop the mindset necessary to succeed, and how they bounced back from a bigger setback than they could ever imagine. Every episode of Made by Women brings you lessons you won't get anywhere else, and you'll have a unique window into the thinking of entrepreneurs that can help you turn every experience into an opportunity for success. So here's something good for today. Women entrepreneurs have the potential to propel this country to the next great era, and we can each find valuable insights and lessons from the experience of these incredible women entrepreneurs. Listen to tomorrow's episode of Made by Women with Coco and Breezy, and listen to Made by Women every week on iHeartRadio. Thank you for listening, and please share today's Something Good with others in your life. This is Kim Azzarelli, co-author of Fast Forward and co-founder of Seneca Women. To learn more about Seneca Women, go to senecawomen.com or download the Seneca Women app, free in the App Store. Here's Something Good is a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Have a great day. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.